it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And time for the garden show here on Q92 with Dwayne Hastad from Heather Floral and Greenhouse. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning. How are you?
It's, well, I'm trying to stay cool here in the office.
Yeah, it's been a bugger out there.
Yeah, it's warm, that's for sure.
I don't know, was it Sunday or whatever? That was unbearable with that humidity.
Yeah. Friday, tomorrow sounds a little worse tomorrow, too, so...
Well,
how much rain did you guys get last night, eh?
Well, Terry's reporting 2,200.
Okay. We had 3/10 here at my gauge at the studio this morning.
They're saying some places in Minnesota they got over 3 inches.
Oh, really? Where was that at, I wonder?
Well, Winthrop.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, we could have used that last night.
Yeah. Well, that first cell that came through about 9:30 at Madison Airport recorded a wind gust of 76 miles per hour, and I saw it on Facebook more tree damage. It's unbelievable.
It can stop anytime now.
Yep.
Unreal. But we got a semi-load of trees yesterday that was ordered 2 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. So we got some different trees in that we've been waiting for. Some different types of apples. We got 30 Honeycrisp apples in if people are looking for that, and magnolia trees and grafted lilac trees and hydrangea trees and big maple trees, so we're well stocked again.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Now, you know, for all the trees that are down, or we need to replant, right?
Definitely. I mean, yeah. A lot of trees going down, and we probably were lacking a few trees before that, so time to replant.
Right.
Fall is for planting, so plant a tree this fall.
All right. Before we get going here, we want to open up our phone lines as we do every Thursday morning for the Garden Show. If you have a lawn or garden question for Dwayne, give us a call here at 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301. For a lawn and garden question for Dwayne, or you can email us at klqpfm@farmerstel.net. Dwayne, what's our plant of the week this week?
Veggies in the garden.
All right.
Starting to reap some of the benefits. We have to pick a special one. I'm going to pick sun sugar tomatoes. They're starting to get ripe on the vine, and they're just like candy. It's a small cherry tomato. And it's golden color and fantastic.
You eat them like candy, huh?
I can eat candy pretty good, so yeah. I think they're better than candy. They're really good. Unsugar tomatoes, but the veggies in the garden, people are, you know, starting to get cucumbers and tomatoes, and there's nothing better than vegetables out of the garden.
That's right. What other vegetables you have planted in your garden, Dwayne?
I got kohlrabi. Those are about ready. I like that. And tomatoes and mainly vine crops that I'm growing for the fall. You know, we sell in the fall here at Heather Nursery. Pumpkins and watermelons and gourd. So peas. I like peas, carrots.
Okay.
What?
Go ahead.
Yeah, our concern for the horticulture concern was how do you take care of all those vegetables and what should I be concerned with my garden at this time of year? A lot of people are coming in to get dust for their bugs, to try to prevent their bugs, especially on like cabbage and tomatoes and that type of stuff. But bugs, diseases, nutrition, and water are all things you should be concerned about now. Diseases and bugs, you can get sprays that are, that you can get both of those things, chemicals or organic items that can take care of both those problems. Nutrition, when your vegetables have flowers on them or got fruit on them that are just starting to turn color like your tomatoes, you should give them a good shot of fertilizers, especially on your tomatoes, calcium, so you don't get that blossom end rot. But that's rotting on the end of your tomato, so that's a cause of lack of nutrients. And watering, if you're watering, try to water in the morning so the plant dries off, has the water during the day. And so, and you want to do evenly watering. You don't want to water and then come back 2 weeks later and water again. That's when you get cracks in a lot of your vegetables, tomatoes, and that crack. That's from uneven watering. So be concerned with the bugs, the diseases, the nutrition, the watering, and enjoy your vegetables.
Yeah. I know a lot of people plant vegetables, and they enjoy that for sure. And potatoes, you got potatoes in your garden?
Not in my garden, I don't.
I know Terry does, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He bought a lot of potatoes to put in his garden. So one of the reasons I don't plant potatoes is a diabetic is not supposed to have potatoes. A high starch content, which turns into sugar. So try to stay away from that. Got sweet potatoes, though, which doesn't make a lot of sense. But they're not as sweet or have as much starch in as a regular potato.
Okay. Generally speaking, Dwayne, how are people's gardens in the area? Pretty good this year compared to years past?
Pretty good, yeah. I think they're doing good. Some people have replanted and replanted from all this wind and the heat. But if people have been watering a little bit, everything's really growing crazy.
Okay.
So a lot of people have come in with deer problems that the deer have been eating and eating, even eating their marigolds, which they usually don't even do, so they must be hungry out there.
Yeah, I was on a golf course in Iowa, and a couple of young deer were in flower bed on the golf course, and the workers are trying to shoo them out of there. How much damage?
My golf ball probably would go over there and scare them.
How much damage do deer do in gardens?
Well, God, they can eat like crazy. They do a lot of damage, and they can do it quickly. So, yeah, we got deer repellent that you can spray on your garden, or you can put, like, Milorganite in your garden, which will repel animals. Or if you have oily, greasy hair that you've cut off recently, you can put that in your garden or hang that in little nets on your apple trees. And animals don't like the smell of people being around, so that sometimes keeps them away.
Okay.
But deer away is a really good one to keep the deer away.
Okay, deer away. You have that at Heather?
You know, that's the question of the week. Is, you know, we talk about all these things, different, you know, bugs and diseases and nutrition, and, you know, do you have that at Heather? We got the solutions. Besides trying to answer the questions, we have the solutions too, because we might as well have the answers here because we've answered the question.
Oh, okay.
So yes, I've had that question about 3 times this morning. Do you have that at Heather? Yeah, we do. After being in here around 50 years, we have most of the solutions right here at Heather Nursery in Floral.
Yep. Yeah, and you got 3 locations to choose from.
Yep, here, Dawson, Madison, and Montevideo.
Yep. Well, you know, we got 0.3 inch of rain here in Madison. Question here is, what does an inch of water mean to your garden?
A lot.
An inch?
You spoke your lawn. I know she's talking garden, but a lawn should have at least 1 inch of water a week. And I would say your garden needs at least that.
Okay.
And you can tell, you can do, tell that how you get an inch is you could have a rain gauge out there, or you can put a bowl or something out there, and if it gets 1 inch of water, you should water your garden.
Okay.
If in this heat that we've had.
Right.
If not, things go backwards, and you're not going to get as great a garden as you should have. And if you are watering a lot, make sure that you fertilize your garden. I fertilized our greenhouses twice this past week, and boy, does that make a difference on your plants.
Okay.
Got to get something for them to grow on.
Right. question about gardens here, Dwayne. This person has, my garden's always in partially in the shade, and having some issues there.
I'm not going to tell them to cut the trees down or whatever, but maybe next year you got to move your garden. Gardens, vegetables in general, 95% of them like the sun. So it'd be better to have it be half-day sun anyway.
Okay, when's sweet corn going to happen? Pretty soon?
Well, you know what? I don't know if it's sweet corn from around here. Probably not. But you're starting to see stands showing up, probably from down south.
Okay.
I know that sweet corn has been tasseling for a while, so some of those people that got their short day corn in there are probably going to have corn pretty soon.
Okay.
That's hard to beat out of the garden, too.
What's that?
Sweet corn growing around here is fantastic.
It is. That's why I asked. I'm getting hungry for sweet corn.
There you go.
Hey, let's talk about horticulture night, Dwayne. We've got a few minutes here left. Horticulture night in Morris.
Next Thursday night, July 28th, up in Morris from 4 to 8 o'clock. And if you have been there or you haven't been there, it's a fantastic night. I would encourage everybody to go. It has display gardens with all different types of trees and shrubs, and also a lot of the flowers. A lot of companies send them seeds or plants, and it's a trial garden, so you can go up there and see which ones you like yourself. It's a fun night. There's exhibitors there. There's food there. A lot of people there, so it's fun. 4 to 8 o'clock next Thursday night.
Where exactly is that located at, Dwayne?
If you take the bypass around Morris, the main college is off to your left side. The Ag Campus, Hort Gardens, you'll see flags up. They'll have it all marked. Is on the east side of Morris.
Okay.
And there'll be flags all over. They have it marked really well.
Okay, you got 1 minute here. What's happening at Heather?
Oh, you know what? It's starting a lot of fall planters. I sold some fall planters this morning. Have fall plants. We're going to have mums coming in. We got new trees and shrubs in, which is kind of exciting. Doing a lot of landscaping and flowers as far as, you know, cut flowers for gifts and that type of stuff. But a month from now is the middle of August. You got to put your grass seed in there. So if you have to kill your grass or work up your lawn area, it's time to do that. So we're kind of gearing up for the fall, Paul.
All right. Sounds good. One of my favorite times of the year.
In Madison, we're doing the Grand Gardens there, the Grand Park, right by the Grand Theater. Keep your eye on that. We're going to be planting that pretty soon.
Awesome. Can't wait. All right, Dwayne. Got to run here, so thanks for another garden show.
Have a great day, everybody.
Dwayne Hasted with Heather Floral and Greenhouse, and that's another garden show for this week.